Welcome to this guided meditation, where we will use the healing power of mindfulness, visualization, intention, and universal life force energy, or Reiki, to take a deep journey into our soul, to identify any pain or joy in our lives, allow it to have its voice, and then release it back to the universe. You do not need to be attuned to Reiki to do this meditation, although instructions for Reiki and non-Reiki practitioners will be given in this meditation. Whatever we have been through in life, the joys, the sorrows, pain, happiness, whatever it might be, they all have a message for us. Most of the time, we are too busy to listen. Or maybe we do not know how to listen. Or maybe we didn't even know we can tune into our soul or spirit to see what our pain and joys have to teach us. Take a few moments now as I am speaking to get comfortable as I speak about the legal stuff. This meditation is not meant to diagnose, treat, or manage any medical or mental health issues. Please contact your medical health professional for guidance before doing this meditation, as uncomfortable feelings might come up, and only perform this meditation when you can be in a strong place of support for yourself and from others if needed. Also, be sure to position yourself so you can spend the next 20 to 30 minutes completely relaxed. The important thing, no matter the position, is to be in a place for you that promotes relaxation. So start by eliminating all distractions for the next few minutes. This time is all about you and your healing. The cell phone, children, pets, significant others, put them all on the hold for now. And whenever you are ready, take a deep, cleansing, nourishing breath and close your eyes if you have not done so already. Keep taking deep, cleansing, and nourishing breaths for the next 20 seconds or so. At this time, if you are attuned to Reiki, invite the Reiki energy at any time you feel guided. And as I speak, place your hands on your body during this meditation when asked to place your hands on a body part or a body part visualized during this meditation. If you are not attuned to Reiki, let's empower our palms and invite healing light and energy to come into them to help us with this meditation. We will do that in the following exercise. It is always a good idea to set an intention before doing any meditation, and for us to come from a place of thankfulness and gratitude before beginning any meditation. So let's take a few moments to do that now. You can say this in your own words, or you are welcome to repeat in your mind or verbally, my words. If you have a higher power, feel free to substitute their name in this following invocation. If you do not have a relationship with a higher power, simply say the following in your own words or mine, what your intentions are. As this helps our mind shift into that mindset, and it helps us stay attuned to that mindset during the meditation. It also helps raise our vibrations to begin the meditation on a very high note, and most importantly, in order to feel what we need to feel and know it is coming from a positive, healing, divine source. If you are attuned to Reiki, place your hands in the gassho position. And if you are not attuned to Reiki, simply place your hands in any position that is comfortable for you. Or find a position for you that invokes gratitude and thankfulness. In your mind, or verbally, say the following. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this peaceful and healing moment in time. I invite the Reiki energy to flow from my palms. And if I am not attuned to Reiki, I invite my palms to start to tingle. I notice them getting warmer. I notice they are feeling more alive. And I am grateful for the comfort and peace they will bring during this healing meditation. I give thanks for the deeply cleansing and healing divine light now coming from my palms. And I am grateful that this is a gift from the divine in the universe, whoever that is for me, to help myself in this moment in time. Thank you that my palm chakras are now full of healing and divine loving light to be used as a positive healing instrument for my mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies during this meditation. At this moment, I ask for the healing divine light in my palms to serve as a conduit of energy and healing from the divine, which is also in myself, to help treat myself. I ask for the presence of only those energies and beings who have my highest good in mind to be here with me now. And I ask for the presence of all light-filled, divine beings to come forward. You can also insert the name of a loved one who has passed on here now. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Thank you for offering your guidance, love, healing, and light. Thank you for helping me on life's journey, especially during this moment in time where I need to feel extra love and comfort, as well as the peace needed to tune into what my pain has to tell me. Thank you, and so it is. Let's focus again on our breathing. This time, as you take a deep breath, visualize any stress or tension you are storing in your body and mind completely leaving your body on the exhale. Sit with this breathing pattern for a few moments, really concentrating on releasing anything that is not serving you before we journey into our soul. At this time, connect to your body now and feel its sensations. Where are you feeling any stuck or dense energy? This can be felt as physical pain or just a knowing that the stuck or dense energy is in a specific place in your body. Let's take another moment or two to really fine-tune our breathing and repeat the previous exercise this time with specific areas of the body and mind. Let's do the first one together, and then I will leave you for a few moments to continue until you feel significantly calmer and lighter. Concentrating on the one area you noticed first, let's take a few deep, cleansing, nourishing breaths, as if you are breathing through that very area of your body. As you breathe through that area of your body, consciously visualize any stress or tension being stored there, leaving through your exhale. Keep doing this exercise for that area until you feel it release. And don't worry if something will not release. We will revisit that later in the meditation. The most important thing right now is to be able to identify where in your body you are storing stress and where the stubborn spots that will not release are. And to communicate with your body in those areas to see what it needs or wants, so we can listen to what it has to say, as well as help it in the most loving and compassionate way possible. Keep following this breathing pattern for the next minute or so, taking note of any stubborn areas that will not release. Let's have our breathing return to a normal and comfortable breathing pattern. Visualize in your mind's eye a beautiful, otherworldly, white, golden light coming from above your head. Some people like to think this is the light of the universe, God, goddess, or whoever or whatever that might be for you. It could be a guardian angel, a loved one who has passed on. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that this beautiful, divine, white, golden light will shower you with its cleansing and nourishing properties to help you communicate with your body and soul. You notice this light drawing closer and closer to the top of your head, like a balloon that has burst. It bursts right over your head and showers you completely, filling you, nourishing you, erasing any areas of tension in your body. It flows down into your forehead or your third eye, cleansing and releasing as it goes. It follows down and flows down, now into your throat, leaving a beautiful feeling of calm and peace in its wake. It travels down into your heart, leaving your heart feeling full of love, kindness, and gratitude, not towards just others, but towards yourself. Revel in this moment for just a few minutes, feeling the divine healing light as it fills your heart. This beautiful healing divine light now travels down to your solar plexus area, clearing and cleansing and filling you with a feeling of peace and contentment. It now travels down into your sacral area, filling that area with loving kindness, healing, non-judgment, peace. And it now travels into your pelvic region, which is your root chakra area. Clearing and cleansing any lower vibrational energy as it goes. Now feel this healing light flowing down through your legs and straight into Mother Earth, grounding you, keeping you in the present moment. Visualize this light sinking deep into Mother Earth, going to the deepest center and core of the earth possible, knowing that as it is sinking deeper, it is anchoring you to the here and now, anchoring you here into your body, into this earthly existence, keeping you grounded and full of healing light as you continue your healing journey. Take a deep breath now and let this energy sink even deeper into the core of the earth, the deepest it will go. Visualize in your mind's eye exactly where this might be for you in the earth and what it might look like. It might look like molten lava. It might look like a bunch of bright golden light. Whatever that is, visualize that now and know that you are safe and centered and grounded in the here and now. You are now full of light and are grounded into the present moment, safe, secure, surrounded by loving and divine energies, and are ready to begin this sacred journey of healing. Let's think about any of the body parts earlier in this meditation that you had a hard time shifting. Or you may notice one that is still there. Pick the first one that comes to mind, and then consciously place your empowered healing palms on that area, intending the healing to come through your palms and to communicate with you what you need to know. When placing your hands here, some Reiki practitioners might want to use the power or mental emotional symbol. The power symbol to empower the area to help you, or the mental emotional symbol, or both, to help calm and soothe any emotions that need to arise so you can feel them while staying in a healing place. If you are not attuned to Reiki, simply feeling or visualizing empowerment in your palms, as well as the frequency of love coming from your hands as you place them on that body part where the stuck energy resides, will accomplish the same thing. Also, know that if at any time during this meditation it becomes too uncomfortable, simply open your eyes and know that you are safe and fully grounded in the present moment. What do you feel when placing your hands here on this body part? How is this feeling expressing itself in your body? Can you be feeling pain, sadness, anger, or perhaps tears fill your eyes and you're not sure why? Or maybe you are sure why. Do you feel a heaviness? Maybe you even feel a lightness. Our body can and does communicate with us with joy and sorrow. So please feel free to tune in to any sensations that are trying to communicate to you, be it joy or sadness. Really take note, such as shifting in your breathing, a certain knowing. No matter how seemingly small, that is a shift. And once you have identified what those feelings are, choose just one of them for now. This emotion conveys either pain or joy. If it is pain, it also conveys an emotion, and that pain will be there until the problem has gone away. For that is its journey and mission. Know that this problem can go away now, or it might require some kind of action on your part before it will go away. Only you will know what this is for you. Do this with a feeling of curiosity, free of judgment, blame, or anything else towards yourself or to anyone else. It is important to allow these emotions to just be for a moment, for they have a very important message for you. Get in touch with that part of yourself that is possibly hurt or suffering, and feel it in all of its intensity again, feeling it as if you are watching a movie on a screen and are just observing, free of judgment or whatever negative emotion might arise. Look at it calmly, as if through a magnifying glass. And if you can, try to relax about it. Know that this might be hard, but your soul invites you to feel this sensation, as it is a very important component of processing and eventually healing. Thank it for its action in any way that resonates for you. The important thing is to just be with the pain and listen to what it has to say. If it chooses not to make itself known at this point, simply keep trying this meditation until it does, or seek the guidance of a qualified mental health therapist or professional to guide you through what this might be for you. If this somehow becomes too painful, Allow yourself to stop and only continue when you can place your hands back on this area of the body, while visualizing and sending healing, divine light, and love to it. As you continue with your hands placed on this body part and concentrate on the emotion, ask this emotion, what does it want you to know? Do any changes need to be made in your life? Or does the emotion just want to have a voice because it has never had one before? Whatever that might be, if you can sit with it in loving kindness as you would a best friend, you will find that with the combined power of your thoughts and intentions in your hands, that the pain might slowly and gently disappear. If it somehow does not disappear, it might not be ready to be released or communicated with at this time, and that is okay. Only your body and soul we'll know when you are completely ready to work through this. Repeat this process as time allows by either pausing this recording and doing it on your own. Keeping in mind that if you feel other uncomfortable body sensations come up during this, that those are the areas that you would want to concentrate on next. I will leave you now for the next several moments to help you concentrate and communicate with those emotions in your body that are trying to communicate with you. This meditation journey is now slowly coming to an end, and this is only one way of many you can train your mind, body, and soul to communicate with you, and to allow any pain or joy to have its voice. As we near the end of this meditation, it is important to thank whoever and whatever beings are with you at this time for all the healing messages they help bring awareness to in your body. Yes, you did the hard work, but they certainly helped in the process, so we need to take a moment now to thank them in your own words, to offer that invocation of thankfulness and gratitude. Whenever you are ready, take a deep, cleansing, nourishing breath. Slowly bringing yourself back to the present moment. Becoming aware of your surroundings. The noises you might hear in your surroundings. And as you do so, take another breath. Wiggle your toes. Wiggle your fingers. And whenever you are ready, open your eyes and return to the present moment. Thank you for joining me in this meditation. I am Patricia Keene, and I do hope that this was a healing moment for you. I do hope that you feel lighter, that you have a better idea and understanding of how to communicate with your body, to receive messages that are needed to assist you in your healing. As always, I invite you to go in love and light and to serve with love and light. Namaste.